According to a new survey, there's a startling shortage of mental health services for college students. For example, at Indiana University, there are 1,500 undergrad students for every one mental health provider. And students in most schools end up waiting weeks for care, some attempting suicide in that time. Students are so frustrated, they've drawn up a petition to send to 20 top schools where 7 students died from either suicides or suspected overdoses. Our partners at the health and medicine publication STAT have been looking into this. Reporter Megan Thiel King is here. And Megan, you guys canvass 98 campuses. Lay out the problem.
So it's been pretty well documented for the last few years that the demand for mental health care on college campuses has been rising. More and more students are seeking help for depression, anxiety, all kinds of conditions. More often than not, the bigger the campus, like with state schools, the worse the ratio of mental health care providers to students is. So what we canvassed was to see how that actually played out for students, and we found there are wildly varying wait times for college students who are trying to seek mental health care. So most schools have these wait times for students to get in and see a counselor, but some of those wait times end up stretching for up to a month just to get in for an initial appointment.
And why is that so critical for students?
Things can change pretty quickly in a college student's life, and having a bad bout of anxiety or struggling to deal with depression can be risky for anyone. But for college students in particular, I think it can also put their academic performance, their standing in a school, scholarships also on the line. And it's well worth it for schools to provide those mental health resources. One survey that we looked at found that a majority of students who did receive counseling at their school counseling centers said it actually improved their academic performance.
No, they're away from home, they're eating different meals, they're meeting different people, they don't have their support staff that they had, and they may not have the psychiatrist they had to help with medications. And you found many colleges don't have that psychiatrist available.
Right. It's estimated that about 6 in 10 schools have a psychiatrist on staff, but about a quarter of students who are going to get mental health care are actually on some sort of medication. In some cases, that means that students who need a mental health professional on campus to manage their medication or to tweak it if they're having problems might have a hard time actually getting in to see one of those psychiatrists. So to see a psychiatrist, the wait time can end up stretching even longer than just for a regular counseling appointment.
We also have an opioid epidemic, which is impacting college campuses. Look, have there been success stories, schools that have been able to turn some of this around?
Sure. So one school system that I looked at in particular was the University of California school system, which had seen really high increasing wait times and a lot of student demand and a lot of student unrest around their counseling services. So what they did was move to increase student fees, which usually a couple $100 per student. So increasing those fees can then accumulate enough money to bring on more counselors for those schools.
Look, it feels as if this is a cautionary tale for parents and young adults going to school that you might want to check and see, especially if you have a vulnerable child or somebody already knows they have issues, check and see what the school offers.
Right. And it's often confusing for students because a lot of schools do offer free, quote unquote, free counseling, but it can take a while to get in for those services. So for students who are in high school and know they might be going to college and will have mental health concerns, it's definitely good, I think, to set up something earlier to kind of be in the loop of what services will be available once you're actually there.
Right. And you have some stats yourself in your article at STAT. So we'll link it at hereandnow.org. Reporter Megan Thiel King.
Thank you.